Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I received two reflections from two different brothers. One brother, his reflection is deep. The another brother, his reflection is a little bit different. This journey, this is the truth. The truth is, you will keep comprehending Quran according to the status of your heart. Quran will not open for you just like that. Every day, every moment you read Quran, I promise you, if you read it right and Allah open for you, you will see and feel. One brother, he asked me after all his reflection, he said, why we cannot read the Quran out of accepting or expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As far as I know, most read only for reward. Some even count the reward with amount of letters and multiply by 10. Please help me to understand. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you look at Quran over and over again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Quran is light, Quran is rahmah, Quran is wisdom, Quran is to comprehend, Quran to believe, Quran. All the meaning of Quran is rahmah, hidayah, okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, you do that, I reward you. Again, what is my message all my life? We lost the purpose. We lost the purpose. I give you something similar. You go to the job, some people go to work to get earning. When you go to a little bit higher, the people ambition, they go to work, yes, to earn, but also to go up in the ladder in their own career, develop different technique and different knowledge because you want to earn more. Another person, he go and grab different and difficult job to allow himself to grow much better and to develop more techniques and more expertise and more sophisticated knowledge to earn more. But in here is the person going to the job with the intention to earn more, or he's aiming to elevate his career. Some people want to earn more. Some people because they love knowledge. Some people because they love prestige. Some people because they want material status in the end and they want to increase their accumulation. Subhanallah. When you look at the Quran, if you really look at the Quran, I can go like that for hours and even years. Quran, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it will be fitna for somebody. How many non-Muslim or Muslim open Quran and become fitna for them? Or find, astaghfirullah al-azim, according to them, some fault? Or, hey, I don't like it. How come Allah talk like that? Astaghfirullah al-azim, fitna. Fitna. Or I pick up the verse I like, comprehend it the way I like, and that's it. Or some people just, okay, I'm reading, I want the blessing, I want the rewarding. Or other people read the Quran because I want a child, I want good job. How many people read Quran to get closer to Allah? How many people read Quran and beg Allah to give them the depth and understanding? How many people read Quran and really try to unite themselves to Allah and see first what Allah want me? to comprehend. Because Allah is talking to me. By this way, the first adab, when somebody talk to you, don't think. No. Listen. Listen to what he said. Try to comprehend what he said. Today, a lot of young people and a lot of people do not know how to listen. Because I'm stuck in what I want to hear. Or I want to understand. This is not the adab. The adab when you sit down with someone and you respect this person, you listen to him completely with open-minded. And see what he's trying to tell you. And you should verify the understanding. This is basic adab. Similar when you read a book. When you read a book, you say, oh, what the author want to tell me? What is his message to me? But today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I find a lot of people, the majority, 99.9.9.9, we do not even know how to think, we do not know how to read, we do not know how to listen. Why? Our ego become too high. And our mental thinking become too high to the point I become so arrogant and my thinking is faster than my listening. Instead of be patient, try to listen, no. Similar. Do you remember the famous sentence I always share with you? Before you read Quran, Quran reading you. What it meaning? I'm sitting, I grab the Quran. Did I make dua to Allah? What kind of dua? If you remember, let me remind you again. The early good people, what they do? You pick up the Quran, you are in a state of wudu, you try to be facing Qibla if it's possible, you sit with humble and humility, and now what you say? Oh Allah, give me useful knowledge. Make this knowledge witness to me, not against me. Open for me the door of wisdom, Ya Allah. Give me the wisdom of this knowledge, the nur of this knowledge, the barakah of this knowledge, the rahmah of this knowledge, the comprehending of this knowledge, the ability to live this knowledge, Ya Allah. You see, the real people do not think about rewarding, because rewarding automatically you will receive. When you do good deed, if the good deed accepted, Allah will reward you. Allah will not cheat you. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But cannot be every time I do something, I'm doing it for rewarding. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Because number one, I do not know what will be accepted. You see? I do not know if it will be accepted fully or not. This is not the right understanding. When you read Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life and his companion, they do not walk for rewarding. Rewarding is something we feel 100% confidence. My Lord promised to reward me for my goodness. But I cannot be always just focused in the rewarding and forget the love and the respect and the honor of my Lord and to try to pleasing him. Because the rewarding is a promise. He promised to give it to whom he want, but I cannot demand it. I cannot demand it because I do not know. And this another topic. How many topic a lot of people, they want hurry of the rewarding of dunya. They want see the rewarding of dunya and they lose the rewarding of akhirah. This topic is big, it's very big. According to the status of your iman, the status of your comprehending, you do. Some people fear Allah. Some people fear Allah and love Allah. By the way, some people live as a coward slave, which is needed. But some people live as a slave, fear Allah, But they go above higher. We live the fear of Allah, respect of Allah, and we live with another level of ubudiyyah, love of Allah, when we see all his quality. The brother, one of the reflection, he said, if I'm living according 100% to the name of Allah, this will not happen, this will not happen. I will tell this brother, whatever, how much you do, word 100% is not exist. Is not exist. We keep trying, but word 100% is not exist. This is a level of messenger and prophet, and even then, Allah allows him to make certain mistakes to teach us a lesson. Even the angels in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, they said, Ya Allah, we never worship you the way you deserve. But we try. We try the utmost. We try, we fail, we try, we fail, we try to fail. What Allah want from me? Trying. Mujahada. That's it. Tawfiq in the hand of Allah. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, the meaning, comprehending, understanding Quran is an ocean, has no end. And always will be opening of different magnitude and understanding according to my status of Iman. I hope it's a little bit clear, but this topic is deep, is very deep. And for all of you, you remember when I came to India and I try to have the whole session about the name of Allah, understanding, comprehend it, and how it can reflect the siluk, the manner and character of each one of us. This talk is easy, very easy. To read the Quran, to read the name of Allah, to memorize the name of Allah, to comprehend the name of Allah, to even recite it and say it and repeat it is one thing. Believe it is another thing. Live in it is another thing. Steadfast with it is another thing. To have your character most of the time according to that, Allahu Akbar, is a journey of mujahada. This journey of mujahada is continue until you die. And the lucky one who Allah decorate him with useful knowledge and to become beloved to Allah, and Allah love you and you love Allah. May Allah make us among those. This is just a basic reflection of some of the reflection of some of the brother who sent it to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have the rahmah of the Quran, the nur of Quran, the wisdom of the Quran, the tawfiq and ability to live the Quran, and the comprehending and depth of the Quran, and the barakah of the Quran, and the rewarding, insha'Allah. May Allah reward us of all our effort, insha'Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Forgive me if I take too much of your time today, but very important point about when the brother asked me about rewarding, reading the Quran for rewarding. When you study Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind except to worship me. This is called purpose, maqsad. By this way, what is the purpose of my creation? To know Allah, to worship Allah, to show gratitude to Allah. Again, purpose. What is the purpose of my journey of this dunya? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me to believe in him, to elevate his name, to spread justice in earth, to spread rahmah on earth. What the purpose of that? to gain the pleasure and rahmah of Allah. And Allah give us opposition of ourselves, shaitan, nafs, enemy, you name it, to check our sincerity. The outcoming, he tell me, if you pass, I will reward you. I will give you Jannah. And if you fail, وَلَعِيزُ بِاللَّهِ I give you Jahannam. This called rewarding and this called punishment. What this meaning? This called encouraging, this called scaring. By this way, when I tell you to do something, is a command. By this way, we have command, we have order, we have advice, we have a purpose, and all this has rewarding or punishment. Sometimes we tangle everything together. Why? Lack of knowledge and understanding. Similar, what is the purpose of reading Quran? Number one is a duty, is one of the command of Allah, to get to know Allah, to respect Allah, to read His word, to get to know Him, to see and read and know what He command me to do, what advice, what wisdom. This called purpose. To study the nation before us. Again, purpose. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, if you do it right, I will reward you. By this way, you have tons and tons of ahadith about the rewarding of reading Quran. But doesn't mean the ahadith about reading Quran and the rewarding, it became a purpose. No, this is called encouraging. Because we as a human being, we love to be encouraged. But when you reach the highest level, you do it for the love of Allah. Because you want to know your Lord more. By this way, please, my brother and sister in Islam, don't ever mix between purpose, command, regulation, adab, manner, and rewarding. It's 4-5 different topics. Each one has its own place. And according to your knowledge and understanding, when you put everything in its own perspective, it will make your life so beautiful. And this is why even between each other, we have the goodness, we have the evil, we have the good side, we have the weak side, we have this side, we have this side. But if we forget the basic responsibility and the purpose of our relationship, now we go, why you don't call me? Why you do not do this? Why you do not do that? And we forget the purpose. Purpose is so powerful. So powerful. If I lower my gaze from purpose, I lose a lot. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us in Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Seek the knowledge of those who know, if you do not know. Because the more you know, the more you comprehend. The more you comprehend, the more you can put everything in perspective. And again, don't ever forget. And this journey is not clean. It's not clean. This journey is full of trial. Allah will trial you to check your sincerity, your honesty. Look at the beginning of chapter Al-Ankabut, the spider. 1-6, you will know what I'm talking about. Read it carefully. Always Allah will check our sincerity, our truthfulness, our loyalty to Allah. And by the way, don't ever forget that. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, whoever do not thank people, do not thank Allah. And today, if you ask me, we have a big, big deficit in respecting and thank Allah and thank each other for the main purpose. The main one, the relationship between us and Allah. I hope I benefit you today from different perspective. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and do. It is a journey of comprehending. And for my young brother and sister, please, don't rush. Don't rush is a journey. Don't rush. After every knowledge is knowledge. After every knowledge is knowledge until you die. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I know it's too much for today, but I feel it's so important, and I hope inshallah my messages will benefit you. Because I'm saying it, in case I die, I benefit you as soon as possible. To clarify certain misconceptions. And believe it or not, the message came to me now. I have it when I was 17, 18 years old. When I was sick and tired of seeing people going to college to have prestige and money. And I discover what the purpose of going to school or college. Is the purpose to get the piece of paper called degree, or the purpose to make more money? Sure, it can be. But supposed to be a school and seeking knowledge to enhance my knowledge. By this way, it allow me to live a better style of life. By this way, when I study the purpose of seeking knowledge, I find over the history, people seek knowledge for knowledge. To be good. Some people seek knowledge because they're just sick. They love to seek knowledge just for their own satisfaction. Doesn't mean they can benefit themselves or benefit others. No. Some people love to get degrees. Some people seek knowledge just a piece of paper, even if they can be a dummy after that, no problem. Some people seek the knowledge just for prestige. Some people seek the knowledge for money. Similar, what is money for? To enjoy myself? To have a bigger house, bigger car, bigger this, bigger that? Some people seek money for money. Again, for prestige, for dunya perspective, for material perspective, and this is the majority. Some people seek money because they call it security. And they start buying gold and saving money, like Japanese, like Chinese, like many people. Some people gain money to enhance their life and they start having a journey of material life, which today all of us drowning in it. If you don't believe me, read the story of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Salman al-Farisi, read the companion, how he look at dunya, how their houses look like, and how our houses look like. Again, purpose of making money. By this way, my message in here, to reflect and help you to reflect over, everything in life has a purpose. And if the purpose is not set properly, in the right place, in the right time, it become a mess. And all this supposed to be coming from the purpose of life, the meaning of life, and this vary from one person to another. Even love. Love again, what the purpose of love? To whom I love? What the love for? What the out of this come love? Some people love sweets, some people love food in general. Some people love beauty, some people love material, you name it. Some people love horses, some people love animals, some people love dancing, some people love art. Again, what love? What the purpose of love? For what purpose of love? By this way, if you understand word purpose, maqasid, your life changed completely. Apply this to govern yourself and govern your thinking, govern your emotion. Because if you allow your emotion to go without a purpose, you will have a lot of problem. If you allow your thinking to go without a purpose, you can be so arrogant like shaitan, wal'iyadhu billah. By this way, if we do not have everything in the right perspective, Allahu Akbar. And all of the above, if it's not governed by hidayah from Allah, what it mean? Nafs, shaitan, genetic, you name it, the disease of the heart. By this way, in any given moment, all what I talk about it, our faculty, our intellect, our feeling, our purpose, either governed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which call hidayah, nur basira, or governed by my nafs, my shaitan, my temptation, my people, the dunya, you name it, is no ending. And the whole life is a journey. Is a journey and a whole struggle between both. Can I have 100% of anyone? No. But the lucky one, which I shared with you yesterday, in verse 68, Al-Qasas. This is a verse that make me cry. But nobody even asked me why. Nobody reflect. If Allah choose you and give you guidance, what else do you want? This why, if you really understand what is the highest thing Allah can give you, guidance. When Allah talk about Sulaiman and his family, alayhi salam, and Dawood, what Allah give them? Ilman wa hukma. Knowledge, comprehending, and ability to govern. Wisdom. By the way, what knowledge now? Knowledge, some people said the knowledge of bird, the knowledge of... This is extra. This extra. All the knowledge is extra. But the real knowledge, the mother of all knowledge, the knowledge of Allah. To get closer to Allah. This is the one. If you have this one, and now you manifest this knowledge in your life, you be vigilant about it, now it governs everything in your life. And once you do that, now you are abd, now you are a mu'min, insha'Allah. I hope my word makes sense to you, hopefully, insha'Allah, and may Allah allow us to always be guided by Allah and not be astray by shaitan and our nafs. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah give us strength and humble and humility to seek the guidance of Allah all the time. This is why every salah we say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us, ya Allah, to the true path, to the only path of you, ya Allah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.